Welcome to Anchored in Our Roots. My name is Dr. Sabine Thomas. I am a naturopathic doctor, a Washington Mindful State contributor, and owner of J-Soul Studios, which is a Black family-owned digital wellness practice. Here, I'd like to take you through a body scan. It is really an opportunity for you to a tool, an opportunity, a space for you to anchor yourself, for you to take hold of yourself. If you have been exposed to trauma, vicarious trauma, racist trauma that really is not allowing you to move forward with your day in the moment, to re-anchor yourself. You could have a cup of chamomile tea, lavender tea, mint tea before, or you can literally have some water. You can absolutely go through a body scan at any time during the day. It is really an opportunity to, as the term entails, scan your body and find opportunity to anchor yourself. So here we go. If you are seated, go ahead and get comfortable on that chair. Let the small of your back drop comfortably against the back of the chair. Relax your head, your shoulders, your neck. Have your feet firmly planted to the ground. Relax your thigh. And let's actually work our way down. Let's start with relaxing the frown right between our eyebrows, the forehead muscle and skin to relax. Relax your eyes, relax your gaze. Take a deep breath in between. Anchor those breathing techniques. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. Let your tongue fall into the lower part of your jaw. Relax your muscles right around the lower part of your jaw and work your way down near your neck. And right around your neck is a unique area where your esophagus, the tube that gets to your stomach, and your respiratory tract that goes right into your lung meet. This is a decision point. And this is a space I'd like for you to take another deep breath and choose breathing. Relax. Work your way down to your shoulders. Let your shoulders drop. So often our shoulders are so lifted and close to our ears. A true mark of stress. Relax your shoulders one at a time and take a deep breath while you do this. Notice how your chest might be inward and open that chest up. That's another way to be able to open up your lungs. Let air in. Take a deep breath. And out. If you're seated, have your hands on your thighs. And if you can, comfortably place your hands on your belly as well. If you're lying down, have your hands on your belly. And by the way, if you're doing this lying down, make sure that you have a small pillow right underneath your ankles. Release some pressure off your abs. As you work your way down from your lungs through your belly, this is another area where we're thinking often about that microbiome, nerve endings and innervations through our stomach, through our intestines. We carry so much emotions in our guts. Take a deep breath. And this is an opportunity to practice gratitude, to say thank you, to meditate, to say a prayer, to think through what brings you joy and or to say thank you in this space, right around your belly, in your pelvic area. Work your way down and just think through your thighs, your knees, those big joints that carry our body, that carry our weight, emotional, physical, and otherwise. Say thank you. And as you're doing all this, you might either feel a little bit of goosebumps, so you might actually feel warm and work through those emotions, work through those feelings. Work your way down to your feet, an area that we so often do not have a chance to really engage with. Say thank you to those tiny little bones that really create this anchoring joint that allows us to get up and to walk every morning. That also often needs our attention in terms of rest. Massaging the bottom of your feet if you can. Relaxing them. plunging them into a warm Epsom salt bath is a great way to say thank you to those muscles and those bones. Take another deep breath. When you can, wiggle your toes. Acknowledge those tiny little extensions of our feet. Take another deep breath. And when you're ready, open your eyes. Our hope is that the body scan provides you with an anchoring space, but also provides you some clarity. If you've been asking questions through your practice of body scanning, you're hopefully attaining some answers. For some, it's been a way to be able to communicate with the ancestors and or put themselves in a space where they can do so. While for others, it is a purely physiological check. How am I doing? How's my heart rate? How's my heart beating? Can I feel it? How are my lungs? Are my breath a little too shallow and hasty? Can I relax them? And so continue to practice body scans. Change them as you need to. Surround yourself. Either have incense or candles or practice a body scan in a bath. However you do it, let it be useful to you.